Doc Lopez worked as police dispatcher in Petersburg for 21 years before retiring last month. Among other duties, dispatchers have helped people fill out license application forms and issued those state licenses.
I'm guessing, but with the people I've spoken to, it sounds like driver's licenses have been issued by the city and now the borough. I'm thinking maybe over 50 years.
Those services will no longer be available in the cozy front waiting room of the Petersburg Police Department in the municipal building. Instead, they'll be offered through the Petersburg Vehicle Title and Registration, a private business operated by Lopez and his wife Beverly for the past 5 years. That business is located in the Petersburg Indian Association's Hollingstad-Paradovich building. Lopez says they are excited about the change.
Well, yes, I am, but because my wife began this endeavor, me retiring felt like more like a double-sided sticky tape.
You just can't shake it loose.
Lopez says the license change was his wife's idea and that it became possible when the state switched how it issued IDs last year. Only a government agency can issue the permanent driver's licenses and ID cards. But last June, the state began giving out a temporary 60-day license and mailing out a permanent card later. That opened up the door for a private business to begin issuing the temporary ID cards.
And as it was, they were for the idea of consolidating licenses and ID cards and titles and registrations, which is commonplace in DMV.
The Lopez's put in a bid and were awarded a 3-year contract to provide the service. Amy Erickson is director of the state's Division of Motor Vehicles.
You know, it does cost the state a little bit more money, but I think that the customer service far outweighs what we are expending for it. There's going to be seamless service for everyone in Petersburg, and Beverly and Doc are really looking forward to servicing the community with a full spectrum of DMV transactions.
The Lopez's business already issues registrations and titles for vehicles, boats, trailers, four-wheelers, and snow machines Monday through Friday from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. And those are expanded hours for the license service at the police department. It was only offered 3 days a week for 3 hours. Chief Kelly Swihart says he likes the idea of the change.
Anytime we can move business into private sector, I think that helps us out. But we were operating DMV at a small loss to the borough, so we're no longer going to have that cost. We're going to have less strain on the staff. Private enterprise is going to benefit, and DMV is going to be open more hours a week.
Swihart estimates it costs the borough between $3,000 and $5,000 a year to issue the driver's licenses and provide a driver's tests, including road testing by police officers. He also thinks it will be good to lighten the workload for the dispatchers.
It's pretty difficult when we're trying to, you know, run an operation that provides those services and take care of dispatch needs with the normal police, fire, and EMS calls that come in, and for folks, the dispatchers, to manage people that are being housed in the jail. They're just wearing a lot of hats. So it's definitely going to benefit the staff by taking one of those things off their plate.
Swihart also asks the public for patience during the transition.
Like you said, we've been doing this a long time, and there's going to be a little transition there while we move equipment up to PVTR, and they've got to get the equipment installed to make sure it's operating quickly. So there'll probably be a little transition time, so folks just need to be aware of that and try to be patient with us as we make that transition.
Saturday, August 22nd will be the last day for the DMV services at the police department. Petersburg Vehicle Title and Registration starts up their service September 1st, and Lopez also expects he'll have to go through some training to conduct road testing so that new drivers may have to wait to pass that hurdle. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.